Okay, now, show me what you got. What's this charger? The charger that's on the floor right here. Old extra, do you need it?
I don't know, I feel like we should keep it.
Okay, you got your phone. Okay, so...
So...
Put it on, show me.
Oh, it's too hot to put it on.
Well, just put on the hand part.
Look, it already has
runs
in it, and it looks so bad.
Sable. Hi, Sable. Well, you can work that out once you get your fingers on.
Stretch it out. It's easier to do it like that.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do it when your fingers are in it. See, look how bad this stitching is.
Put it on.
I'm trying to get it on. Looks
have you ever done this before?
No.
So, this is as bad as you're ever going to get at this.
I don't think that's as inspiring as you meant for it to be.
That's exactly as inspiring as I meant for it to be. What I want you to do is, what I want you to come away from with this is, I want you to come away from this with realistic expectations and a realistic vision of what you're seeing here. So, put it on. So, what we're talking about is you took tights, gray tights, that are designed for legs, and you turned them inside out, and you cut them into, like, gloves so that the ends of them would be fingers. So it's like a glove. And this is the first time that you've ever done this. Okay.
It's even right side out. Did I even turn it the right way?
I think you already had it inside out, because that looks to me like the side that you sewed.
I don't even know.
But
yeah, this is a good sign. I already had it the right way.
You had it the right way.
But you saw what it looked like on.
Yeah, I did. And I think it looks good, considering it's the first time you've ever done it, number one. Number two, nobody's going to see that. You're going to see it. And you're going to be highly critical. But when you get all of the face paint, all of the horns, the wig, the rest of the costume, the character in you, you're walking like her, the glasses, no one's going to see what you consider to be, you know, shoddy workmanship on cutting tights into gloves. No one will see it. You gotta trust me. When I was Pinocchio, it was awesome, but I can't see without my glasses. Pinocchio doesn't wear glasses. And the way I fashioned my nose to stay on my face was I cut tiny little holes in my prosthetic nose, and I took a wire and I wired it to my glasses. I had wire-framed glasses at the time. You know, the nose piece, like my other glasses that I had, I wired the, you know, basically tied it to the glasses. So my costume was a marionette with bad eyesight wearing glasses. Nobody saw it. Just wasn't something that anybody noticed. Nobody commented on it. Nobody said to me, not one single time, hey, Pinocchio doesn't wear glasses. Because the rest of everything told a picture, told a story of a picture. There's a concept called closure that people do in their brains, where automatically they fill in the blanks of the missing pieces to make a complete picture out of something. Like there's a famous, it's like a set of questions, kind of like the lateral thinking things, and what it shows is, like if you take an isosceles triangle and you erase portions of it, so it's just a series of dotted lines and stuff, you show it to people, almost 100% of people, and you say, "Hey, what's this?" They'll go, "It's a triangle." "It's not a triangle. It's just a bunch of random lines on a page. This one looks like an upside down check mark. This one looks like a little dash." But your mind closes it so that you see a triangle. Your costume is going to be awesome. And maybe in next year's costume, you'll find a better technique to do whatever you're trying to do. But this year's costume is a 14-year-old. Going to be awesome. And maybe your fingers aren't going to be exactly 100% perfect, but it's going to be beautiful. And the key is not to stress out about it. Do it to the best of your ability. Do it all yourself. Make it as good as you possibly can do. And then own the character. And believe me, it'll be awesome. You'll get tons of compliments. You'll get tons of people stopping you, wanting to take pictures.
That's not how it's gonna go.
It is how it's gonna go.
Cons have a lot of people
You're right.
with really, really good cosplays.
And you're gonna be one of them.
Don't think you get it.
I don't think you get it.
No, I do not think you get it at all.
I have been around the block a long time.
Have you been to an anime convention?
Have you been to Bourbon Street on Halloween? It's not that much different.
People put more effort into cosplays.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised. Google Halloween Google Halloween in New Orleans, and then click on icons or pictures. Take a look. People spend a lot of time wanting to impress on Halloween. My Pinocchio costume could easily fit in at one of these cons. It's the same group of people.
Different though.
Maybe. At the end of the day, I want you to go and have a good time. And you're not going to have a good time if you're going to stress and see all of the tiny little minute flaws in the fact that you're an imperfect seamstress. First time you do it, you learn how to do it better for next time, learn how to do it better for next time, learn how to do it better for next time. That's how it works. Just do the best that you can and then have a great time. And listen, if you're finished with this, once you get done, if you get it all and it's completely mangled and just looks like complete butt, then we'll figure something else out. Because I'm sure that there are some skin tight gloves that are like elbow length or something like that.
I need more than elbow length, though.
Maybe. But if they go to the elbow length and then you can use these to cover the rest or something, then we could figure something out. Just don't stress about it. It'll all work out. You'll be surprised how good it is.
Even know how I'm gonna do the horns thing through my wig. I tried doing it, putting it on today, and it just did not work at all.
Well, that might be something that you can't do yourself. That might be something that I have to do with you. Because you don't have the perspective of being able to look. You don't have the perspective of being able to see from above. You put the wig on and you tell me where the horns are going to be. Like, you know, without it. And then I can draw that piece, you know, we can figure out.
But I need to have the headband on underneath the wig. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Well, we'll figure it out. Well, but like I said, that's something we'll have to do together. You'll have to sit in a chair with the wig on, and we'll do it in front of a mirror. And, you know, I'll hold the horns in different place, and you tell me where, you know, where it is.
But
and then we'll take
not
the wig off.
Be
and,
there.
Yeah, but all we have to do is figure out where it goes once and just prep it. The hole being the wig.
Yeah.
Maybe even you could leave the headband in.
Yeah, I probably
would. You know, put the horns on, and then you'll just have to have somebody help you put the headband on and the, you know, wig at the same time. And so, you'll figure it out.
I need to figure out how to make money.
For what?
The rest of my day. I have the $11 for the wig.
How much more money do you need?
I don't know. I still need to get the binder and the shirt.
Well, I'm certain that there are chores around here that we would be more than willing to pony up for. I'm certain that you might win some, curry some favor with us if you made this disappear into something more organized. If you figured out how many of those six drawers are trash or Goodwill, and how many of those clothes can go in there, I'm certain that we might be able to strike a deal. Don't worry about money so much. Worry about responsibilities. So, I'm really, really, really happy that I got my sunglasses today. I can't wait to put them on in the morning time and drive to work without the glare. Can't wait to look at another driver and go.
Don't do that.
Huh?
You shouldn't do that.
I should do that.
It's not as cool as you think.
It might be as cool as I think. Huh?
I do not think it is.
All right, so get some rest. I can't believe you're a bottled water chick now. It's so heartbreaking. Next thing I know, you're going to be putting ketchup on steaks.
I would never.
You say that, but 2 weeks ago, you were like, I like tap water better. Tap water rocks. Tap water is...
I never went around saying that, first of all. But I still drink tap water. I just prefer water bottles, like, in bed. And they're good for on the go. Uh-huh. But if I'm at home, then I'm...
You are at home, actually. Right now, this very second, you're at home.
I'm aware. But I'm also in bed, as previously stated, mm-hmm. that I like them better in bed. Because
yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to get up to go get water every time I need some.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You found headphones, do they work?
Nope.
None of them?
Neither of them.
Huh.
So it looks like tomorrow, 5 hours of silence. Riley isn't going to be there. That's why I wanted headphones, so I can listen to some tunes.
When?
School. We're allowed to.
Oh. Well. A shame.
Yeah.
What else? You make it a day. Why isn't she gonna be there?
She isn't. She's on like a vacation thing.
She knows she can only miss 4 days, right?
Yeah. over with because it's really, really hot.
Yeah, it really is. I'm like sweating. I have to take a shower. I forgot that I was completely drenched in sweat earlier today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm wet and sticky. I have to take a shower. Oh, please.
You're gonna make my bed all gross.
Yeah, like that ship hasn't sailed.
Okay, but it's my gross. I'm okay with my gross. I don't want your gross in here. Okay, let's go. I'm sweating.
So got so much.
I'm gonna
of
start
your
praying.
Pee and poop and throw up on me. You threw up on me shopping for mommy's Christmas present once. All over me.
Okay, well, I was a little baby. I couldn't help that. You can help this. Alright, I'm praying now.
Okay.
Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. That day, have a good day at work. Really, kind of always back. Please, please have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Alright, smooch. Oh. Glasses. Love you.